Martin, the manager, has just been saying that he felt there was a real contrast in the two halves there, but ultimately a long overdue away win. You must be absolutely thrilled.
Yeah, you know, it's the first time the Gaffers had to give us a dressing down at half time, and you know, it was deserved. We were well off the pace. We weren't getting on second balls. We weren't winning the first balls. We didn't really play the way that we've been playing all season. And rightly, he got onto us at half time, saying that he needs more. And I think, you know, the first 25 minutes since the second half, it's the best we've played all season. We were right in the face. We were winning everything. We were, you know, back to how we've been playing all season. And three goals was rightly deserved.
How good is it when you get one of those dressing downs at half time and you respond? You show the manager that you can put it right and you will put it right.
You know, I think that's more up to the manager. You know, he's coming after the game and he's rightly praised us. You know, like I said, we deserve the dressing down at half time, but then we also, you know, deserve the praise we got at the end. To our man in the second half, we were absolutely brilliant and we rightly deserve 3 points.
In the build up to the game, he was talking about how important it was today to get a victory, to kind of make a mark. Obviously, you've been waiting since January for this away win. It is long overdue, but to get this result, does that send a message to this division?
Yeah, I think it does. You know, we've really struggled away from home to pick up 3 points, but Middlesbrough and Leeds, you probably deserved more than we got. But it's a kind of a monkey off our back now. We've got the 3 points here, and you know, in the past we've kind of struggled when we've gone into games being favourites. We've always relished being the underdog, but I think now we've shown that we can cope with the pressure, and hopefully we can take it into next week.
I think it was 11 or 12 second half minutes in which your three goals came. It was like a wave coming over Birmingham. Once Johnson had scored to level things up, was there any doubt in your minds?
No, I don't think so. You know, we were talking after the game, when you see one of the other lads pressing really hard, it makes you want to get with him. It makes you want to push up the pitch and do your job as well and really help out the team. And that's what we did, you know, right until the last minute. You know, we're a really fit squad this season. We were really hard in training, and at the moment we're reaping the rewards, and you know, but we know we need to keep working hard to get where we want to be.
How big is the physical aspect of it, just the sheer work rate of that pressing and getting the ball back?
It's tough. It's a lot tougher than last season, I'd say, but you know, that's the minimum that you should be doing. You know, we're in a prestigious position to be a footballer, and the minimum that the fans and the gaffers should get is 100% every week. And you know, I think we're showing, you know, that we're willing to go that extra yard to help out a teammate, to help out the gaffer, and you know, that's what we're doing.
From a personal point of view, always nice to get your name in the goal scorers column.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think in previous seasons I would have been getting more frustrated than I am. I think I started the season pretty slowly, but in the last three games, you know, I've got 3 assists and a goal, so it's slowly getting there. But you know, it's not about me, it's about the team. But obviously, as a forward, you do get judged on goals and assists, and thankfully I got off the mark today. You know, I've set up Shawnee in the last couple of games. It was, you know, I told him he only wanted, he put it on a plate, so no, I'm really happy.